Proclamation number 3744, dated the April 16th, 1946. Christ's promises. Conditions. Fulfillment. Hold on to Christ's promises and you will prevail over every struggle for existence. He assured you of strength and grace. He promised you spiritual and physical care. He guarantees your attainment of the final goal on earth, eternal life. You can believe His word unreservedly. It will come to pass as long as you meet the conditions which He associated with all His promises. His promises depend on the fact that you try to comply with the will of the one who gave you your life. Earthly life is not just given to you for its own sake, but for the attainment of a purpose, for attaining utmost possible perfection on earth. Jesus showed you the path on earth and exemplified the life which will lead you to perfection by giving people explanations in areas where they were still in the dark. He showed them the certain way, as well as its effect, in eternity, setting conditions and making promises to you, providing you are truly devoted and meet the conditions in order to shape yourselves into perfection. Every promise will take effect. You'll live in earthly and spiritual happiness and peace, as well as being constructively active. His conditions, however, consist of uninterrupted actions of love. The prerequisite of every promise is loving activity, if it is to come true. If you meet this condition, you can live your earthly life in every way without worry, since then the Father in heaven will physically and spiritually take care of you. He will not let your soul and body suffer hardship, but will always improve matters in proportion to your will of love. His word is truth and will remain so in all eternity. Firm belief in this provides you with inner peace and certainty in regards to everything that happens to you, due to God's will or His permission. And since, in accordance with His word, nothing can happen to you against His will, you should try to please His will, love your Father of eternity with all your heart, so that you will gain His love too, and show your love through doing kind deeds to your fellow human beings. God does not expect much from you, but He will not let go of this condition if His promises are to fulfill themselves in you. Each one of His words teaches you to love, because every one of His promises necessitates love, a genuine relationship with God and your neighbor, who is your brother, because you are all children of one Father. You can gain countless gifts of grace through unselfish actions of love and, if you are lacking the strength for it, gain strength through sincere prayer. Ask and you will receive. Single quote. First, ask for spiritual values and ignore earthly needs, because God will add these once you strive to fulfill His will and try to shape yourselves into love. Time and again Jesus Christ tries to impress on you in His teachings the importance of striving for the kingdom of God. He is promising you eternal life and the Father's care for your earthly life, providing you aspire for God's kingdom, and every word from His mouth is purest truth, and therefore has to provide you with innermost peace and security, if only you have faith. Every earthly worry is unnecessary as long as you endeavor to live up to divine will, as long as your actions of love will gain you God's love and thus make His will inclined to you. Therefore, do not doubt His word, do not doubt that His promises will come true, but live in accordance with His sacred word. Live in love and in constant connection with the one who is love Himself, and then allow yourselves to be guided. Trust in Him, confidently place your destiny into His hands and give yourselves completely to Him, then every hardship will soon be taken from you because you no longer require it if you, in firm faith, Purify and shape yourselves through actions of love to enter the kingdom of light after you discard your earthly body. For Jesus did not use his own words, but God spoke through him, and his word is truth and has to fulfill itself, providing the person complies with his word, providing he strives for God's kingdom, for eternal life. Amen.